That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.
When the going gets tough, the tough stay busy. Hi, I'm Jordan, inviting you to stay busy this spring in the seat of a new Kubota tractor from Great Plains Kubota. With Kubota tractors, you can mow, haul, dig, or use a variety of our performance-matched implements to get your toughest jobs done while staying safe and healthy. Great Plains Kubota is open because our customers have essential needs, and we'll continue to meet the demands of our Kubota customers by serving them in person or remotely. As always, shop Great Plains Kubota online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, in our latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast, Farm Director Ron Hayes sits down with State Representative Harold Wright. Wright is wrapping up a 12-year term in the House, and he says this year's session has been very challenging.
It's been a difficult year. We came in back in the fall, and it looked like it was going to be a break-even year because the oil and gas industry was down a little bit, and we're thinking, you know, the price of oil is going down, but it's not going to hit an all-time low. We got in February, and they're saying, well, you know, it looks like we're going to have a hole of about $400 million. Now, you know, in state government, we don't talk about millions. We talk about billions, you know, combination. And I look back at the old constitution of the state of Oklahoma where they actually had the first budget in the constitution. $10,000 was a lot of money dedicated to certain areas of government.
Right.
So, you know, then we got into session. And it's like, well, it doesn't look so good right now. It's like $1.2 billion in the hole. Towards the end of the budget process got up to $1.4 billion less money than last year to spend. And I know our budget team, we rewrote the budget at least four or five times before we finally got there. We finally got a budget, and then the governor vetoed the budget, and it was necessary to come back and override that veto. So it was difficult. Yeah. Here we got a Republican governor, Republican legislature, but yet we weren't able to really work together to come up with that final budget. A little discouraging, I will tell you. I'm hoping that in the future that the governor and the legislature can work together a little bit better.
Wright says one of his favorite things about his job is helping people solve problems. He says they come to the voice they have in state government and ask for help. And Wright says those times are very gratifying. To hear more from Harold Wright on not only his career in the House of Representatives, but also his lifetime career in radio, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and check out the latest Road to Rural Prosperity podcast. Well, a webinar to explore the co-op model for beef packing and processing has been set up for this afternoon, June the 4th at 2 o'clock. Dr. Phil Kinkle, OSU Department of Ag Economics, will be the featured panelist. The webinar is offered and hosted by the recently formed Packer and Processor Task Force that was formed by the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, the Food and Forestry, and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The task force has discussed many different business models to expand packing and processing capacity in Oklahoma, said Michael Kelsey. He's the task force co-chair and OCA executive vice president. He says additionally, members of the task force have received questions and comments from producers interested in creating a co-op packing plant. The purpose of the webinar is to discuss the different types of co-op models and how they might work in beef packing and processing. To get signed up for this specific webinar, you can go to okcattleman.org. You've got farm news on Ron.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale Saturday, June 13th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charlet, Sim Angus, and Red Composites, most all breeds in volume. Online catalog, videos, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com. For more information, call 580-309-0711.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.